This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We're in the stretch. And yes, we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody just sent me a meme I think is hilarious. The picture of Donald Trump laughing his buns off. He says, so they could find a Redditor in a day, which is the fellow that did the video, the little CNN video that they're all crazy about. And then the bottom of the meme says, but they can't find a Russian connection in 6 months. So they're sure. So they know how to make CNN, you know, claims to have it all together, trying to hang you on my president. Like, even if I wasn't for him, as you remember, recall, I wasn't against him, but he wasn't my choice. But guess what? He's legally elected. You got to deal with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Also, you know, somebody said, I like reading some of the comments you guys sent me over a period of time. If millions will die without Obamacare, if it goes away, right? Why didn't they die before Obamacare? Seriously, that's a good point. Like, as people all of a sudden being taken care of now and had treatment will stop and they'll die, well, that was happening under Obamacare. You know that? People couldn't get what they needed. And they're so concerned about life. They're so concerned about your life. I wish I had one of these nights. I'm going to play the clip I have. I have to clean it up a little bit. From the LA County Board of Supervisors meeting. And there was a bunch of legal Hispanics, a bunch of legal immigrants there. And there were a whole bunch of illegal immigrants in the back of the room yelling at them as they were testifying. Now think about how asinine that is in L.A. County. Right? You've got illegals that shouldn't be there, that should be picked up and arrested in the back of the room, that are screaming at American citizens who simply want to be heard. You know, their taxpayer dollars at work. They're American citizens. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to let their... One woman was reading the constitutional article that didn't allow the illegals to vote, be there, or anything else. And they didn't like that. So they don't want to follow the rules. They don't want to follow the laws. So what makes you think we want you? You know, again, it's a pattern. They call us sick. They call us mentally unstable. But it's obviously a pattern for them. Keep breaking the law, keep ignoring the Constitution, and then call us out on it. Remember, 156 Democrats voted against Kate's law. They voted against a law that would protect, or actually they voted to protect, illegal immigrants that are criminals. They don't want to do anything to close the hole that allowed that immigrant to come back in and kill Kate. While her dad watched on, watched her bleed to death. She's begging daddy for help, and he can't do anything for her. I want you to think about that. I don't care how tough it is. Think about it. It's just so wrong. Just so wrong to have that stuff happen. And you know what's real wrong about it is that we can do something to fix it. We can make it better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. What do I have for you? That's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. This is good. If you eat at this restaurant, stop. Just stop. Because if they hire people this stupid, you shouldn't be eating it because you never know what they're going to put in your food. You know what I'm saying? The popular restaurant told a bunch of veterans that they had to remove the flag or get out. Here's the problem. The flag was on their coat. Right? These degenerates, they don't want anyone to be allowed to express their patriotism at all. If you have anything to do with, you know, I mean, think of who they're following and who they have to be following. Mr. Obama's running around saying that, you know, being too patriotic is bad. In Kenwood, Michigan, at Dave and Buster's. Remember the name of that restaurant? Dave and Buster's. I'm sure some of you go there. And again, this is what I always get a kick out of. You're going to get me on a rant now. I'm tired of you. If you're on Facebook and you're a conservative, a patriot, a guy that's, you know, yeah, I got to fight, and you go to Dave and Buster's after this, you're no patriot. You're no conservative. No, I'm being serious. You won't even give up a play. Well, gee, Joe, you know, they got great sliders here. They got great pulled pork there. I don't care. Our founding fathers gave up their families, their houses, their property, their fortunes for your freedom. You can't give up a beer joint? Seriously? A beer joint? That denigrated Dave and Buster's told the American Legion officers that they had to take off their jackets because of gang affiliation. These morons thought there was gang affiliation. The jacket had an American flag and the prisoner of war flag and a bald eagle. Can't have that. God. The only gang these gentlemen belonged to was the veterans gang. Okay, that's how out of touch these people are. So Victor Murdoch and Adriana Brown, who are both American Legion writers, post 179, had stopped at the restaurant to get some food. Instead of a meal, they were reprimanded for showing their patriotism. A spokeswoman for the company, April Spearman, stated that the no-gang symbol policy is in place to ensure that everyone is able to enjoy themselves in a fun, safe environment. Let me tell you what. If you're in Dave and Buster's or any other joint and you're offended by the American flag, the POW flag, or a bald eagle, get your butt out of this country. Oh, saved by the commercial. Oh, yeah. But this is another segment, so I'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You want to hear the end of this. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. That's a laid-back song. It should be like a Hawaiian song of some kind. I know it's not, but it should be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows out there, all joking aside. I know you could be listening to them or dealing with them or what have you, but you've chosen this one, and I very much do appreciate it a whole bunch. All right. So, God, some of the crazy stuff going on. I never knew where to start. I get so excited because during the break I find some other stuff. And it's like, ooh, I can do that one. Oh, I can do that one. That's how much crazy stuff there is going on. Head of my website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. It's just because you don't understand it. They're labels given to me by the left. Which go, you know, if I end up going to that Politicon, selling that book there ought to be a real treat, don't you think? They're about gonna they're ooh. Oh, sorry, never mind. All right, let's get back to the story because this is perfect. And I got on the case in the beginning. I'm gonna get on it again. If you're simply a Facebook warrior, what's that guy say? You're dead to me. If you're not gonna take it past that, and I'll tell you why. And some of you already know you're on Facebook, you're pounding away, you're doing the fight, but you also do it outside and away from, you know, away from Facebook. So cool, good for you. But when you have a bunch of veterans that go into a restaurant to eat, and they're told that their patches are gang affiliations, the American flag, the prisoner of war flag, you know, the POW flag, we all know what that is. And a bald eagle are gang affiliations that you can't have on your clothing inside the restaurant. They, either those people are extremely brain dead, or they just don't care. And again, understand, it's Dave and Buster's. So if you go to Dave and Buster's and throw down a beer, go find yourself another local place that you can go to. Someone who is a real patriot. Now the spokeswoman, I love this. This is great. The spokeswoman says, her name is April Spearman, no gang symbol policy is in place. The no gang symbol policy is in place to ensure that everyone's able to enjoy themselves in a fun, safe environment. And that's where I just about lost it. Because, again, I'm going to say to you, if the American flag makes you feel unsafe, if the POW flag makes you feel unsafe, if the American Eagle makes you feel unsafe, move to Russia, okay? Move to, I don't know, Iran. Move to Greece. Get out of here. Because those are three of the most American symbols you can have. If the flag offends you, you think it's oppressive, then either go back to school or get out of here. If the POW flag doesn't cause you to stop and think about all those prisoners that have been left behind that went to fight on your behalf for your freedom, for your ability to be stupid, and that's offensive, leave. And I can't even imagine what you could find offensive about a bald eagle. I don't get it. The spokesperson argued that the company knows the American Legion has a positive message and mission, but they couldn't allow the individuals to wear their jackets just to maintain consistency. The American flag is not consistent. I mean, we're gonna ditch the American flag because it's consistent. Because it's only been the same, well, not exactly the same, obviously, but you know what I'm saying. Pretty much been the same for 241 years, right? I don't get it. It's understandable that the restaurant, which largely caters to families and children, wouldn't want any gang affiliation on the premise. The American Legion is now a gang. Oh God, don't get me started. I bet you somebody could walk in with a Hezbollah flag or patch, and they wouldn't say anything. Because they're too stupid to know any better. Or maybe the ISIS. That's what we should do. Walk into a Buster, one of those places. Have an ISIS patch on you or a Hezbollah patch on you. Let's see if they know what those are. And their excuse is the restaurant, because it caters largely to families and children, they don't want any gang affiliations on the premises. as the writer says, we the people are now officially gang members. I'm good with that, right? I mean, we are the WTP is my gang, right? The We the People gang. The restaurant tried to backpedal and apologize for the frustration for the incident, but they should have apologized for their stupidity. I think the real reason why they wanted them to remove those jackets is because some liberals was probably offended and complained to the management. The bald eagle, the American flag, are now reason enough for somebody to be thrown out of a restaurant? That's sad. That is just so sad. It's ridiculous, frankly, that our veterans had to deal with this. They only wanted to show their American and military pride, a pride we should all share. I agree with that. Somebody wearing an American flag on their coat. I mean, a lot of guys wear those leather jackets. You know, and then the hippies of my day, you know, wore the army fatigues in disgrace. They wanted to look bad. They wanted you to, they wanted just to, it's ridiculous, frankly, that our veterans had to deal with this. Seriously, think about what they went through for you. The freedoms they've gone through for you. Right? They just wanted to, these guys, with everything they had been through for you, they wanted a warm meal. Cold drink, a warm meal, a place to sit down for a few minutes. And the only thing that Dave and Buster's could do was embarrass them. That was the best they could do for those people. Isn't that nice of them? If they want to fix this, you know what they should do? They should do a week, not a day, a week, or a whole weekend. I'll even give them that. Starting Friday at noon. Go the whole weekend, free meals for our veterans. That's what they should do to make up for this. But if they're going to turn away our veterans, you need to turn your money away from them. That's what you need to do. We've got to stop this stuff. We've got to stop allowing them to get away with this stuff on the basis of stupidity or their freedom of speech. Yeah, they have a freedom of speech. They have a freedom of speech not to serve certain people. That's okay. My God, can you imagine? What if they were gay veterans? What do you think would have happened then, huh? Oh, no. What if they had the gay flag? What is that? The P flag. Right, the multicolor flag? I wonder if they would have turned them away then. The rainbow flag. God wants his rainbow back. But what if they had the rainbow flag on? You think they would turn them away then? It's just so wrong. On so many levels, it's so wrong. Okay, I gotta go calm down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I got so much more I want to talk about on the other side of the break. There are extremely stupid things going on all over the place. This one I like, too. There's a college that has decided that the mascot, whose name is Millionaire, needs to go. It's too divisive. But when you find out why the mascot's named Millionaire, you find out, hey, maybe that's not so bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Go to my website during a break. Buy stuff. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Did you make this song today? She's a brick house. Did you do that? You might be able to make it. I don't know if you can play it anywhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. Right? I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, you know, getting info out there, getting me info. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I'm asking you nicely, finish this up, to stay away from, you know, do something to show Dave and Buster's that what they did was wrong. Majorly wrong, not kind of sort of wrong. Because they should, their PR people should have come out almost immediately and said, yeah. We don't want gang, any kind of gang affiliation. We don't want anybody coming in with gang symbols. We don't want any of that stuff going on. However, the American flag is not a gang symbol. The POW flag is not a gang symbol. The eagle is not a gang symbol. So we're sorry. Those guys can come back. They get a free meal. All right. So many years ago, Americans of wealth and privilege hung out at a place called Lenox, Massachusetts. I grew up in Massachusetts, a lot of beautiful places in Massachusetts. They have, however, since gone by the wayside. Now, over the years, many of them gave back by lavishing the community with philanthropy. They built a school. They purchased uniforms for local kids. Right? The Berkshire Eagle reported that the millionaires were central to the survival of the town, especially during the wars, because many people left to go fight the wars. So the millionaires in town kept, or they weren't even residents. They were summertime residents. So they kept the money flowing to that city to keep the city alive. As a way of recognizing the kindness and generosity of their benefactors, the Lenox Memorial Middle and High School both named their mascots the Millionaires. It's terrible, isn't it? But a new generation of students say, hey, it's time for a new nickname because they feel the word millionaire has become offensive and divisive. Right? See, this is what I mean by the reprogramming of the brain. Do they understand for the day and the time of what was going on? There's nothing wrong with being a millionaire. Because most millionaires help out other people. Most millionaires are philanthropic. Most millionaires will give money to organizations and instead of you taking it from your party and taking it from the hardcore socialist loons on the left, taking their word for it. Why don't you check out yourself what millionaires give? How many charities do you think would go without money if it wasn't for millionaires? But they've been taught different. A recent survey found that 67% of the student body was in favor of a new nickname. While the name beautifully memorializes the millionaires who supported our school and town during a difficult time, the majority of our student body feels no longer represented by the name. Well, maybe they wouldn't be, but your school and your city and your town wouldn't be there if it wasn't for them. Like I've always said, poor people can't make it work. The cashier at Walmart is not hiring 40 people. No disrespect meant, but it's just a reality there. The student leader went on to say that some students have been bullied because of their nickname, and they're embarrassed to wear their school jackets in public for fear of being made fun of, or about going to basketball games, listening to spectators make rude comments regarding the mascot. How about we grow a little thick skin here, right? But the crux of the matter is the divide between the haves and the have-nots. In today's polarizing political climate, the term millionaire has become associated with the top 1% of our country, right? Which excludes and burdens a very large majority of population and currently plans a large role in the division of the United States. The student leader, the newspaper, it printed this story, and the story of how the wealth came about, how the millionaire came about. They don't care. So again, history doesn't matter. They don't care how they got it. They don't realize, again, the school, the town, what they have now, they wouldn't have. They might have it somewhere else, but they wouldn't have it in that town. That's why one of the most successful shows on television was named Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And not Who Wants to Live in Poverty, right? Who wants to lose all the money they can? Oh, I do. Who wants to sleep in the back of their car? I do. State Representative William Pignatelli applauded the students for being so engaged and to support the idea of a better name. To use the phrase, when people young and old are struggling in a poor reflection of what Lennox is all about, if it's poor now, it's poor because you let it get that way. It's poor because of what's going on around it. It's poor because you're not listing your people up. And frankly, if it's Massachusetts, it's poor because of the legislators there. Oh, by the way, Mr. Pagliotti, Pignatelli, I should know these names, is a Democrat. It's unfortunate the kids at Lennox High School are ashamed of the prosperity that built their school, that put clothes on their back, that helped educate those kids from a very young age. They're going to turn the back. You know, thanks, but no thanks. Right? And these are the same kids, or these same socialist groups, that would take the money from the millionaires anyway. One way or the other, they take as much as they could from them. So because I guess they weren't allowed to take it, and the millionaires gave it willingly, that somehow makes it better. Do you see how confusing and stupid this is? But since they are shopping for a new moniker, perhaps the writer says I could offer some suggestions. How about the Lennox High School Mighty Poppers? Or maybe you could try the Lennox High School Fighting Food Stampers. Come on, think about how stupid this is. Why is this so hard for them to accept this and move on? Just accept the money and go, or accept the name and go. Now look, truly, if, how am I going to put it? If they came out and said, look, we appreciate what those families did for us. We appreciate what those millionaires did for us. We're going to write it into the history of the school. We're going to have a plaque, or maybe every year we give out a trophy in honor of the millionaires that kept this thing going. Come up with a different, I don't care what it is. But to wipe them out and just forget about it and not deal with it anymore, that's just wrong. That is just dead wrong. And again, in so many ways it's wrong. Oh, so de Blasio apparently is going to Germany to protest the G20 summit. This is is a day after a... He's so full of himself. Does anybody really care what he has to say? I mean, seriously, he is never going to make it back in as mayor. If he does, I'm just going to be floored. I'm going to lose all hope for New York. That's where my head's at. At a day where cop was brutally assassinated, a 48-year-old African-American woman on the police force with three kids, brutally assassinated, and the only thing he could think of doing is take it off to the summit. Right? He actually even skipped the swearing-in ceremony for new NYPD officers. Why? Because it was more important to go protest, for an elected official to go protest the G20 summit. This guy's a piece of work. If you guys elect this guy again, we're taking New York off the map. I'm sorry. And the city council members didn't know that he was going to go. So that was nice of him to tell them, too, of what his plans were. Anyway, God, I love it. Hey, head up to my website, therealside.com, where obviously you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Also, I want you to get involved. You know, look, I got books to sell, right? It's what helps us move along, helps us keep the show going. We've got the shirts, hashtag stand. I'll start wearing them again. Because there's no reason for you to let them get away with it. There's no reason for you just to let people, I don't know. Yeah, we've got the resist movement out there. They're out all over the place. We need to push back. Not just on Facebook. You need to push back at the events. You don't need to get beat up. Okay? You don't need to stand in front of them and not let them by. Don't bring baseball bats. Don't bring pepper spray. Don't bring any of the stuff that's going to get you in trouble. Just don't do it, okay? But you need to push back. Always. Because, you know, you're accepting it. It's almost an acceptance of it. Anyway, we're going to talk about the man that made threatening comments against Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and his staff, and reference maybe shooting them. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Let's see what they do with these people. And liberals won't take any responsibility for this. It's a Republican problem. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. At least I am. If I was you guys, I would have left by now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, it's hot. It is. I know you're not supposed to give away secrets, but I always do anyhow. It is so hot in California. It's still probably in the 80s out there, right? And it's too hot to open a window. Yeah, put it that way. So the studio has an air conditioner, and when the condensation builds up too much, the pump has to pump the water out. And it was hilarious. It's, every time it goes off, I start looking around. I think it's somebody's drilling through the wall or something like that. Anyway, and the other night when we did the 4th of July show, some of the noise on the show was the air conditioner. I didn't even know it when I was recording. But hey, hope you enjoyed that show. You got to go back and get it. You got to go back and look at it. Because I really did talk about our presidents, what they gave up. Some of you may already know, and that's okay, and that's good. But if you don't know, you should get informed. And maybe, just maybe, you might feel like there's a little bit more you could do to help the cause. The police arrested a man for allegedly threatening Senator Flake's staff. When the law enforcement officials arrested a man Thursday who allegedly made threatening comments towards Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and his staff that referenced the shooting of the House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise. Now, one comment I saw, which was... I'll read it afterward, but I shook my head and said, why didn't they go arrest this guy? The Pima County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Mark Pritchard, 59, was arrested on Thursday at Flakes... At Flake's office. According to the aides of Flake, Pritchard told a staffer, you know how liberals are going to solve the Republican problem? You ready for this one? Take notes. You know how the liberals are going to solve the Republican problem? They're going to get better aim. The last guy tried, but he needed better aim. We will get better at our aim. Now, if that isn't... Now, see, right there and then, if this was the other way around, right... The left would be screaming about the right. Why hasn't the right come out and said anything? Why haven't they denounced this guy? Well, why haven't the left? Did somebody send me some links to where the left has denounced this? The statement was an apparent reference to that June 14th shooting at the Republican congressional baseball practice. Right? And Scalise, I hear, is not doing so well tonight. So our prayers and our hearts go out to him and his family. Keep praying for the man. Don't let it go. Now, Representative Flake, Flake was on the field that day, too. He wasn't one of the ones shot. So according to the authorities, Pritchard was among a group of protesters at Flake's office on Thursday. He was charged with criminal trespassing as well as threats and information after staffers in Flake's district called authorities. Now, Pima County authorities also arrested a 70-year-old protester, Patrick Deal, for criminal trespass in the third degree, after he attempted to force his way in the Flake's office. Now, both Deal and Pritchard, you know, some of you guys who think, and I've got some locals who think that the local congressman is at their beck and call because they elected him at the drop of a dime. He's supposed to do anything they want him to do. They're so off, so wrong. And this is why, because there are crazy people out there. Both Deal and Pritchard were transported to Pima County Adult Detention Complex. According to the Sheriff's Office, the remaining protesters were allowed to be on the property five at a time. You know, none of us on the right have a problem with protesting. You want to make your voice known, you want to do that, whether you do it by showing up there or letters or emails or what have you, that's fine. But the minute you start getting violent, the minute you start getting nasty, the minute you start getting up in somebody's face, we're done. I'm done. I'm not going to help you. I'm done with you. And no force was used in apprehending either of the two men. No violence occurred at the protest itself. But how long do we have to put up with this? You know, seriously, the left is constantly talking about how violent we are, how bad we are, how we like to incite riots. Pima County Sheriff's Department would like to remind everyone that Senator Flake's office is not public property. It is rented space in a privately owned business area, and they are correct. As of Thursday, Scalise's condition was downgraded from fair to serious. That's why I said we have to keep this man lifted up in prayer. He's been brought back into the intensive care unit. Lawmakers described themselves as sitting ducks at the practice last month and said the violence would have been a massacre if it wasn't for Scalise's security detail. You know, anytime these guys are together, especially in masses like that, they should have some security. And last month, a House committee member, or the House committee, moved to boost funding for U.S. Capitol Police, drafting a bill that would add $29 million to the budget. They'd give another 40 officers and more protective gear. And you know what? These guys are all over the country. I don't know how they're going to do this. Now, it's not for me to figure it out, but I don't know how they would do this. Anyhow, I don't know. How did I get on that story? Anyway, this one I love. And you know, I talk about this on a regular basis, and I think it's hilarious. I was going to save it for Xander, but I've got a boatload of stuff for him tomorrow night. But a transgender girl is upset with straight guys saying that she thinks that they need to work through their not being attracted to trans women. So now they're telling us who we can and can't like, who we can and can't date. I think this is hilarious. I really do think this is hilarious. You know, Zinnia Jones is a transgender activist who's been featured by CNN, New York Magazine, Daily Beast, and so many more. Jones thinks that straight men not wanting to be with transgender women is discriminatory. See, these people are dangerous. They are so dangerous because they would pass laws in a heartbeat that if you didn't date transgender people, you'd end up going to jail or something. Here's the problem. Let's say we all agreed with that. The transgender community is so small. How many dates do you think they'd get? Right? They'd have the whole country wanting to date them for fear of not wanting to go to jail. I'm just being stupid on purpose. You see how stupid this is? It's discriminatory. The minute you throw that word in there, it becomes a legal problem. And she says it's something they need to work through. Well, look at no, it's not. It is not. You can't force people to date you any more than you can force people to accept your way of life, that you can force people to like you, to force people to find you funny or that you dress right. You can't force people to do any of that stuff. And to think you can is a problem. Nobody has to be with anyone they don't want to be, and it's okay to have a baseline social norm of treating trans women as the women they are. Well, no, actually it's not. I don't want to be with somebody who has the same parts and pieces I have. Sorry. No matter what you feel like you are, it doesn't mean that you are to me. And I shouldn't have to be labeled as being someone who discriminates because of that. What if I don't like redheads? What if I don't like blondes? What if I don't like short women or tall women? Does that make me a hater for those groups? See, this is that group. This is, again, we can call them snowflakes because this is that group that thinks whatever they think to be truth is truth. But if you don't think like they do, you're wrong, you're bad, and in some cases you should be locked up. I don't know anybody on the right that believes that. If you hate this country, you hate what the flag represents, you hate all that stuff, I don't want you locked up. I don't think you're a patriot. I don't think you love the country. I have a right to think those things. I don't want you mentally checked. I don't want you locked up. I prefer you move somewhere else. Should be happy, shouldn't you? I want you to be happy. I want you to pursue your happiness in places like Iran and Russia and places like that. I'm sure they'd be more happy to listen to your words. See, that's the stuff that makes me nuts. You say you're so tolerant and you're so accepting and you're willing to work with anybody. No, actually, you're not. That's nothing but a lie. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate that. Write that down for next time. Can't do anything with it now. Write it down for next time. And get your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones involved in the conversation. Send them over to the website, therealside.com, where they can watch live, listen live, take the poll. They can buy the books, Rambling Over Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, but you can also find that on Amazon. We've got T-shirts that you can buy. Right? Remember hashtag stand? Yeah, I don't like all that stuff either, but got to do it. Hashtag stand for America. Stand to make America great again. Stand against the resistance. You need to stand for your freedom. You need to stand for your rights and stop backing down. Just stop backing down. Push back on these people. Not physically, not in a nasty way, but push back on them. Watch them lock up at times. I always love doing that. Just hit them back with some basic information, basic facts. They don't know where to go. They're dead. Because their professor or their party has given them a mantra to speak, and that's all they have to work with. Don't let them get away with it anymore. Also, we've got coffee mugs and water. Coffee mugs? I don't know what that is. But we do have coffee mugs. We have water jugs. All kinds of stuff up there on the website that you can buy and enjoy. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, if you head over to the website, you can also sign up for our email blast that we do once a week. Once a week, so I don't kill you with them. I don't send you something every day. You'll find us on Twitter, Facebook, all these places. I know, I've got to finally get it all in there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do so much appreciate the time you spent with us tonight. Have a safe rest of the day. God bless.